This short thought from Paul in the Thessalonians is essentially a series of exhortations. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, but they outline a vision of the Christian life that, while demanding, is also humane. Paul doesn't command us to deny suffering, even though he wants us to rejoice, pray, give thanks. Always, he isn't asking us to live in constant spiritual intensity, or so it seems to me. He is instead asking us to cultivate trust, a trust that is grounded in God's faithful presence. And with that trust, he's asking us to be constant, consistent, not to be short-circuited by some momentary circumstance. Because all of what we undergo and what we do can be permeated by gratitude, by rejoicing and prayer. He's telling us that they go together and that they enrich one another and that they allow the Holy Spirit to work rather than quench it, as Rebecca pointed out. He shows us that gratitude can tie together prayer and discernment. And that gratitude can remind us that God is working for us, even when he seems to be far away. He suggests that if we proceed carefully and in community, those prophecies, and with discernment, testing everything, that those can help us not block the Holy Spirit from working. And for me, this is a reminder to keep the gratitude and the arrow prayers flying. And a reminder to listen and discern in community when making decisions in my family and in my neighborhood and in my work with my team at Oxia. And let's think what it could mean for us all to be cultivating this attitude of gratitude and prayer and discernment in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. It's not easy. It's not easy. Anyway, thank you.